This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
A telephone number here at the station to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. That's 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can learn more about Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website. You can learn more about Klaus Financial. You can learn more about their separate divisions and how they can help you, or if you're an employer. All those great links and information up on the website, klausfinancial.com. Also, an opportunity to stay current with the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which is a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as link to the most recent podcast. You get that once a week in your inbox. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com. And of course, the telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. And again, joining us this morning from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Sean.
Great to talk with both of you. And CJ, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Excelente. And we've got some good stuff to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about folks who may get a chance to retire, maybe as early as 55. So we'll find out all the details on that as we talk this morning. And of course, great opportunity as well. If you have a question, maybe you've been thinking about retiring and thinking about maybe even retiring early, folks at Klaus Financial, love to answer your question right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Another really cool thing we do on the show is, of course, the Klaus Quiz Question Week. There'll be another one coming up a little bit later on in the program this week. Another fantastic prize as well from the folks at Klaus Financial, a $25 gift card to IHOP. And speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question Week, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week, get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a little fun, a little trivia question, and the scope of the show actually was about how we could spend less, learn different ways, creative ways to maybe spend less in the new year and save more. Spend less, save more, which actually fuels our topic today, which I think Sean's going to take a lot of notes for the first time because it interests him if he can retire early. So the question last week was, how many dollar bills are in a pound of money? Question, multiple choice, was it 250 or 454 bills equal a pound of money? So if you know math, 454 grams equals a pound. So the correct answer was 454 bills. So lots of people called in last week. Congratulations to our winner. Listen carefully for today's question.
It was a lot of fun. As always, don't forget to listen back to those podcasts as well at klausfinancial.com. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about what happens if you find yourself in that fantastic situation where you can consider retiring early, maybe as early as 55. Let's talk about that crowd and let's talk about those folks and talk about some of the details for those individuals.
Yes, I think Malia can attest. When people begin retirement planning, I think the first thing they think to themselves, not all, but a large portion of them is, hey, I'm doing this because I want to be financially independent as soon as possible and have the ability to retire, quote unquote, early. Now, I don't know if a lot of people know what that means. If you were to really get into the brain of a financial planner, that really means pre-65. So if you retire before 65, that would be early. Now, the only reason I even define it as such, because there is no clear definition, by the way, you can't go find a clear definition of early retirement, but it would be early because Medicare hasn't kicked on yet. Now, some would define it as early as defined by Social Security full retirement age, which is either 66 or 67. But in all reality, for most financial planners, we would call early anything before 65. And a lot of people are thinking, you know, as early as 55 or 50. And so this is an important topic to discuss because, believe it or not, a lot of people think they can or will or want to retire early. And yet the reality is that it kind of depends. So a survey from Allianz, a life insurance company, in January of 2020 found that half of Americans retired earlier than they expected, but most respondents said that they did so for reasons outside of their control. So meaning they wanted to retire at 60 or 65, but actually they had to retire earlier for reasons outside of their control, with 34% of those people citing job loss. So think of that, you know, COVID. And 25% healthcare issues. So even if you think you know when you want to retire, maybe it's more of a traditional age, 65, you still want to be aware of what would it look like if I was forced into retirement earlier. But today's topic is really all about evaluating the question as to when you would ideally like to retire. And secondly, when will you have all of your ducks in a row to actually accomplish this? So we would encourage our listeners to think through this decision carefully and begin stress testing this. So this is what a good financial planner will do, is they'll say, all right, you want to retire at X, if X is 60 or 65. Let's see what you're doing today. Let's look at what your expenses are now and what they'll be in retirement. And let's see if what you're doing today, you know, would model out appropriately and have you retire. And then what they'll do is they'll say, that's not enough. Let's now stress test this. Let's see if, what if, God forbid, you got forced into retirement at 60 or 55? What would that look like? And so they're trying to eliminate this kind of walking into a cloudy room. I'm a visual thinker. So I'm thinking of like people saying, I want to retire, but this is like I'm in a cloudy room because I don't even know the questions to ask or how to do it or how much money I need. And so I'm in a cloudy room. What the financial planner should do is they should start blowing the smoke out of the room, right? Okay, let's address some of these questions. Let's get clarity around some of these topics. And then furthermore, let's stress test it. Now, as Malia can attest, some people think, oh, whenever you project forward, you're making assumptions and you know what they say about assumptions, Sean. And so because of that, we shouldn't even do a projection. And that's silly. That's completely silly. That would be the equivalent of saying, hey, I pulled out a map to drive from Madison to California to Los Angeles, and the map wasn't perfectly accurate, and so I never should have grabbed the map in the first place. That's stupid. No. Just because the map isn't perfectly accurate, it still tells you that you're heading west instead of east, right? So it's not about perfection. As a matter of fact, financial planning is, if you really know what we do, is not perfection at all. It's guesses at best. But we know that we're heading west, right? We know we're headed in the direction of the retirement plan that we desire. Okay, enough about my visual thinking. So we're going to focus on an early retirement at age 55, and we're going to look at some challenges that might arise to retiring early at 55. So challenge number one would be generating income. For those who don't know, if you withdraw funds from your IRAs before age 59 and a half, you trigger an IRS early withdrawal penalty of 10% on top of the income taxes that you might owe. Now, there are exceptions to that rule. We'll talk about some of them. But generally speaking, you can't withdraw money from your IRA or 401k dollars until age 59 and a half. So you may need to wait till 59 and a half. And therefore, if you're going to retire at 55, you get the point, right? There's challenge number one. Now, understanding age 55 as it relates to your ERISA-based 401k plan is critical because there is this provision we've talked about on the show before called you can draw money out of your 401k at age 55. If you leave the money in the 401k, separation from service after the age of 55. So this is a critical component. If you retire at 55 or 56, let's say, from your employer and you have money in the company sponsored 401k plan, you can retire at 56, work with the 401k provider, pull money out of that 401k and have no penalty. Now, if you roll that money over to an IRA and then try to pull money out of it, whether it be a traditional IRA or a rollover IRA, it doesn't matter. Age 59 and a half will now become the age at which no penalty applies. So said another way, if you're going to retire from an employer with a 401k plan before 59 and a half, but after 55, you probably want to leave money in the 401k plan because it leaves you the option of getting penalty-free withdrawals. I hope that makes sense. There's another element to be considered here, which is actually substantially equal periodic distributions, which is known as a 72T distribution, which is where you can get money out before 59 and a half, but it has to be part of a series of substantially equal periodic distributions. And so long story short is there's some challenges. You can already hear them. There's challenges to retiring before 59 and a half. And then finally, probably the biggest challenge to retiring, you know, as early as 55 would be that your Social Security wouldn't even be eligible to begin until 62. And even then, that would be at a reduced amount. Because remember, for most Americans, their full retirement age is 66 or 67. So there you go. There's a few challenges and considerations as it relates to retiring early.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A great website for you. Learn more about Kloss Financial. The best thing to do is, of course, pick up the phone, give them a call. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, here on 1310 WIBA. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, I'd love to hear from you this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget to learn more about Kloss Financial online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about if you may find yourself in a situation where you could retire early at 55, for example. Let's talk that if we do decide to retire at 55, things like health insurance and of course, those type of conversations are part of this. Should we be putting away some extra savings to use for that early retirement?
Yeah, so those are great questions to ponder and get some answers to. And just one more point of clarification. When CJ was discussing separation of service at age 55, there's a lot of terms that are out there. A lot of people call this the rule of 55, which the rule of 55 is an IRS provision that allows for you to do, as CJ said, take money from your 401k or 403b, et cetera. So whether it be the rule of 55, separation of service after 55, we're all talking about the same thing. So just wanted to clarify that. But again, health insurance, wow. You know, again, age 65 is kind of what we all focus on when we think about retirement, usually because of the health insurance that becomes available to us. So this is really the first area that requires a lot of consideration. You'll likely be paying out of pocket before Medicare kicks in. So we wanted to talk a little bit about what your options are. So in general, early retirees have five options to consider. They might be the retirement health insurance continuation from your employer in the form of COBRA coverage. It might be through a public exchange or private insurance exchanges. Perhaps your spouse is working and has health insurance that you can piggyback on that. A part-time job that offers benefits. We do see people get jobs that, you know, whether it be Starbucks or something like that, that offers some health insurance benefits. So, you know, being creative definitely might be what you need to be looking at. So keep in mind with regards to COBRA, which is normally the first thing people think about. Well, my employer will give that to me. Well, they don't exactly give it to you. They're going to charge you quite a bit of money. And usually that coverage only lasts for 18 months. And we've seen it lasts as long as 3 years. So you need to find out from your employer if that's available. So if you retire early, say age 55, you have to kind of plan in your head, okay, I'm going to need to cover 10 years before I get on the federal health insurance, the Medicare program. So COBRA allows you to remain in your employer's plan for a certain amount of time, but you will pay the whole thing. So usually we see it as much as 102% of what the plan costs. So we would say, you know, initially when you're looking at this, you want to take into consideration, am I using a lot of doctors? Am I nervous about changing, you know, going out of network and so forth? And looking at truly the expense. And we've got many people who do retire early and they say, I don't want to rock the ship. I just want to stay with what I know, even if I'm paying additional on dollars per month. So just keep that in mind. Speak with your employer and find out what your current position at your company company allows for. The Affordable Care Act, of course, that guarantees access to health insurance regardless of any pre-existing conditions. So if, and what's great about that is you're not going to be charged more for any health conditions, but your premiums are based on your age. So coverage between the ages of 55 and 65 can be expensive. Sometimes you could be spending $1,000 per month or more, depending on the type of plan you're choosing, where you live, and so forth. So Kaiser Family Foundation recently released the average cost of a mid-level plan is averaging around $804 per month for a 55-year-old. So it varies across the country. We see it as high as $1,600 a month for a couple in Florida. But locally, you might be looking at something less expensive. So you want to look into that as an option. And what I really want to say is, do not ever retire without health insurance figured out. That's just like, I've heard people say to me, well, I'm healthy, I'll just get by for a year. No, that's just not even on the table. So you do need to find a solution. Another thought is veterans health insurance. Some people forget that, I mean, they don't forget they served, and I thank all of you who did serve for our country. But they don't forget that they served, but they forget maybe I should look into my own benefits. And so we know that the VA is America's largest integrated healthcare system. There's more than 1,700 VA medical centers and outpatients across the United States. So you may want to look at, maybe that could bide me some time with some coverage. So definitely take a look at that. And then if you figure out, you know, how you're going to handle the health insurance aspect, then we want you to look at other areas, how you can set yourself up well for that earlier retirement. So first things first, look at your monthly expenses. And this is kind of our show last week. What things could you reduce so that you can be saving more? Now, one thing people do when they're looking at their potential expenses in retirement is oftentimes they overestimate what their retirement spending needs are. So whether or not you're financially able to retire is actually more about your expenses sometimes than your savings. So if you have a relatively inexpensive lifestyle currently, retiring at 55 may not be terribly challenging. So keep that in mind. What we don't see is we don't see frugal people suddenly become spenders. And the reverse is the case as well. We don't see spenders suddenly say, I'm retired now I won't spend money. So you are who you are most likely, and you need to be really realistic about what those expenses could be.
Really important stuff to mention there. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Again, if you got a question, give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. Sorry about that, Malia. I know you had, had another point to make there. What were you going to tell us about?
I had to drink my coffee anyway, so that's all right. The final thing is just putting away extra savings for an earlier retirement. Now, some people think, oh, I can only put money into my IRA or my 401k. No. After you have ideally filled those little buckets up, you can certainly take money that perhaps is sitting in savings and perhaps invest it in after-tax types of investment accounts. So keep in mind that you'll be tapping some resources that are, you know, ideally not pre-tax. We don't want any penalties for you. So if you can be filling up that bucket, so to speak, of after-tax money that's growing for you, keep that in mind. A taxable brokerage account is probably the most flexible type of investment account for you. Obviously, you want to keep in mind risk whenever you're investing in anything.
Really good considerations, of course, great aspects and important things to consider as well. We're going to continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk about some of the potential drawbacks of retiring early. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Real quick, before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, of course, we all think about all the great things about retiring early. Let's talk about some of the drawbacks that people may not be thinking about.
Yeah, so as Malia mentioned earlier, the health insurance is a big part of it. It keeps a lot of our clients working at least part-time or a job that offers benefits part-time until close to 65 because they don't want to pay for the COBRA, which is that that extension of group health insurance to your former employer, or they don't want to pay for the Affordable Care Act, which is fine, by the way. I think we like to call it not retirement as much as like financial independence, right? The ability to be independent of any entity or individual for providing financial sustenance. So, but beyond the health insurance, lifespan is another one of them. Not only are there some technical, financial, IRS, logistical issues around retiring early, but there's also just the reality of lifespan. Because life expectancy is somewhere between 80 to 84 here in the United States. And if you retire in your early 50s, well, you can do the math. That's a lot of years that you're going to have that retirement portfolio sustaining you into the future. And truth be told, once Social Security kicks on and offsets the amount you have to draw from your portfolio, that can help. But there can be a lot of damage done on the investments between, say, 50 or 55 and 65. So just something to consider there. Lifespan is one of the issues. And then, of course, reduce retirement contributions. Most people know, you've probably even heard this in your high school econ classes, which is if you spend a dollar a day less on Starbucks or whatever it was, and you invested that money into the stock market and it earned 8% over time, you'd be a millionaire. By the way, I don't know if that's true. I'd have to run the math on that, but that's the idea of it. And while that may be true, believe it or not, the greatest amount of compound interest that occurs happens in the last 5 to 10 years of your working life between, say, 60 and 65 or 55 and 65. And if you don't allow that final contribution and compounding to occur, well, you get the point. You end up with a lot less. And then finally, there's a risk to your mental health. And I want everybody to know, gosh, I feel like I'm so negative on retiring early. I hope every one of our listeners can retire early if that's their goal. But these are realistic risks that we run into, and mental health being a big one. Sometimes retirement isn't all it's cracked up to be because you don't have a plan for the future. So if you're going to retire early, make sure you know exactly what you are retiring to instead of retiring away from. When we hear somebody come in and say, I'm retiring away from my very difficult job and I just got to sit at home, we go, nah, careful, careful, careful. But if they say, I'm retiring to my passion, right, volunteering, working part-time at a ministry you care about, that's great. Usually then your mental health will stay pretty strong throughout all of that. But there you go. Some things to be considered, some drawbacks to be aware of.
Really great information. A fantastic show as always. Don't forget, if you missed part of today's program or you want to get caught up on previous podcasts, you can always get to KlausFinancial.com. Learn more about Klaus Financial as well online. The website, KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to IHOP. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you separate from service from your company at age 55 and take money from your 401k, 403b account, will you be able to avoid the 10% early withdrawal penalty? Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer to Klaus Financial office here in Madison will win that $25 gift card to IHOP. Again, don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always fantastic hanging out. You guys have a beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Nicole comes your way next with Full Scope right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.